Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for us.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I think I've done this once before this week. This is TMB. It's not Robert Scott Bell. I think he's still over in London.
You drink all quarter and it won't hurt you. You want to drink some? We have some here. I'd be happy to add you.
Who's that?
Not really.
Who's that?
No, it wouldn't hurt me. If you say so, I have some. No, no, I'm not stupid.
Thanks, Back Monday.
No, it's not. So are you ready to drink a glass of glyphosate? You can drink all a quart of it and it won't hurt you. You want to drink some? We have some here. No, I'm not an idiot. Ask me about golden rice.
Golden rice?
Jerk.
Jerk.
I'm not an idiot. Ask me about golden rice. You're a complete jerk.
I love it, wow. Super Don. Takes me back to Monday's show.
You know, I don't remember it being quite that musical on Monday, do you?
It was not. It was just as funny, but it wasn't that quite that musical. That was actually a fantastic job you just did, putting to music the scientist that was backing up Monsanto's glyphosate. Said he would drink a cup. As a matter of fact, that was the first story that Dr. Buttar and I covered Monday as I was sitting in for RSB. And we talked about that, and he says, no, of course I'll drink a cup. Oh, not really. You jerk. I'm not an idiot. I'm not stupid. You're a jerk.
Well, actually, what you've just witnessed is Super Don has maybe it's a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing, has figured out how to auto-tune stuff. So I'm going to try and refrain from auto-tuning everything on the show, but it's a lot of fun.
That was fantastic. You sent me that over today, and I thought, man, that is just really, really funny. I love the way that you did that. Jerk. You jerk. I'm not an idiot.
You jerk.
No, I'm not an idiot.
So you're on, and Robert's not, because Robert is still in the UK, hanging out with the Brits and doing the chip-tip cheerio thing.
Pip-pip cheerio, mate. Pip-pip cheerio. Yeah, I talked to RSB yesterday. He Skyped me with his little video camera, and he was drinking a glass of organic grape juice that was from some local place there that has their own vineyards, and he was sipping on it ever so gingerly, but he looked like he was really enjoying it. He was spending some time with family. You know, this weekend he spoke at a health conference, and I think he did an all-day session with Dr. Jonathan Wright on Sunday, and then the last couple of days he's been visiting family, and I think that he is potentially in flight right now, coming back to the U.S., and maybe back tomorrow, if I have a schedule correct?
That is the plan. And, yeah, I mean, I spoke with him. Actually, you know what? I spoke with him earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And he had a message for everybody. You want to go ahead and play that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Robert Scott Bell. He's alive and well in the UK. How are you, sir?
Yes, pip-pip cheerio. Fish and chips for everyone.
Did you find the organic fish and chips?
I did, Super Don. You'll be happy to know that we found a restaurant called Bumpkin, and it's like a farm-to-table. And they had the most incredible fish and chips, and I got it on authority from our good friend, Dr. Robert Burkirk, and he confirmed that they were indeed as good as I experience. So, yes, it's practically the middle of the night here, and I'm heading back pretty soon as well, and I can't wait to get back with you live into the six-day-a-week category. But, Super Don, you've been amazing carrying this thing forward, and Ty and you know, Dr. Bitar and everything. So I appreciate you so very much to allow me to do this. I've been visiting with friends and family, and, of course, the Alliance for Natural Health was terrific, the whole healthcare provider scenario where we were addressing the healthcare crisis here. They're going to put together a white paper and maybe make some of the video available as well.
Okay. Well, now you know what today is, right?
I heard it was April Fool's Day. Were there any good ones that happened that I missed?
You know, I haven't come across any. Did you have anything happen there?
No, but I did hear that something like Dr. Mercola put out in his newsletter something about mandatory vaccine tracking for adults. But, again, it's not too far off reality. But it was, you know, what's interesting here, I went to a place called Organic Planet, and you can see in the social networks, if you want to put it into the show notes today, you'll see I was there with an old friend, I had an organic lunch, and then I went into the health food store side of it where they had the supplements, and I said hello to one of the people working the supplements. He looked at me and says, "Don't I know you? You look familiar. Are you with Natural News?" So we are really reaching out through Natural News, Natural News Radio, and, of course, UK Health Radio to make a real impact. And he was so thrilled, and he was definitely keyed in. A young guy, probably in his 20s, studying naturopathy as well. So we're definitely making an impact. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting when we run into people here stateside that recognize who you are, or sometimes will say something about me or something like that. But to be in the UK and be recognized there, that is probably the most awesome thing I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, I was stunned, but at the same time, just pleased that you know, we are not just blowing organic smoke. I mean, people are really geeked up on the message in a good way.
And well, if you're going to blow smoke, at least make sure it's organic.
Absolutely, make it organic, and you can put that in your pipe, as they say.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Robert, it's good to hear your voice.
Super D and TMB, thank you both for taking care of the audience the way I know you do.
All right. Well, pip, pip, cheerio to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Super D, thanks.
Awesome, man. That was a great little clip of RSB there. And he did tell me about that on the phone yesterday, that he'd gone to this restaurant called Bumpkin and had organic fish and chips, which sounds yummy. When I'm there in a couple months, I'm going to be in London. I'm going to have to try that.
You're going to London, too?
Yeah, I'm going to be going to London to do some interviews for the Global Quest for the Cures, and I've actually got an interview lined up with Dr. Rob Burkirk, as well as probably another half dozen people there.
I'm going to check my mailbox. I got to wait for when are my tickets to London going to show up? What is it?
You know, I mailed them a couple days ago. You haven't got. You can go check the mailbox.
You're the man.
Check the mailbox. Yeah. The only thing that Robert said he was disappointed was that the organic food was great, the weather was actually good, but he was disappointed that that Big Ben has now gone digital. They removed the actual hands of the clock, and it's a big digital clock there.
No. So wait a minute. It's April Fool's Day.
April Fool's. speaking of April Fool's jokes, Super Don, there's several. I want to give you a little quiz here in the next couple of minutes. I want to see how up to date you are on some of these April Fool's jokes. And I want you to tell me if these are real, or these are April Fool jokes, okay?
Okay.
In Japan, Burger King today is selling their Whoppers along with a bottle of cologne that smells like Whoppers. True or false? April Fool's joke, or is that really happening?
In Japan. That, you know what? That is actually true.
It is true.
It is true. And you know, the weird reason I know that is not only did I happen to see that story recently, but this is not the first time they've done this. They've done this once before where they had a perfume that had I think they said it had a hint of bacon or something. It was a few years ago.
Yeah, no, that absolutely right. And I would think that if anybody that I could interview on this, you would know, because you're the master of getting all of these obscure stories together for Robert and I to cover. So I figured that you might have seen this. But, yeah, that's actually true. Today in Japan, Burger King is selling their Whoppers along with a vial of cologne. It doesn't actually smell like the Whopper, though. It smells like it's cumin and onion smell. I'm not sure anybody would really use it for cologne.
I should put on before a hot date, right? You know, cumin and onions.
Yeah. Okay, here's another. Here's another. True or false? This real or is this April Fool's? Coca-Cola is using shamans in Mexico to use their Coca-Cola products in their healing rituals so that people will become more used to drinking Coca-Cola there. True or false?
That sounds pretty... Shamans? Yeah, that sounds pretty far-fetched to me.
That's actually true, man. It's actually true. It's a Natural Society article. Anthony Gucciardi put it out, and they are actually using spiritual leaders in Mexico, the shamans, using Coca-Cola in their healing rituals to try to market the Coca-Cola. That's actually true. It sounds completely false, but it's actually true. Pretty weird, huh?
That is weird.
How far are they going to go to get us to drink their poisoned drinks? They're going to get the healers down there to use them in their rituals.
You'd think the medicine men and these shamans and stuff would know better. I mean, these guys were doing the real medicine for thousands of years before, you know, the guys in the white lab coats. So,
well, they may have paid them off. I'm not really sure how they've gotten that to happen, but according
how
to
how do you
Anthony
pay
Gucciardi,
off a shaman?
I don't know. You know, Anthony vets his sources pretty good, so I'm confident
I'll
this is
a real
story.
I'll give you an extra bag of Eye of Newt if you loot this.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know how you pay them off, man. They don't care about money, so I'm not sure what you pay them off with. Okay, here's another one real quick. We've got a few more minutes here. These are fun. Okay, Swedish military police have banned unlicensed dancing in public or illegally moving your feet to music. True or false?
Right.
True or false? What do you think?
See, I want to say true because everything is supposed to be crazy. Okay, true.
You're right. That's true. They have banned unlicensed dancing in public in Sweden in certain areas, not across the whole country, but that's actually a true one as well. As weird as that sounds. Okay, this is really interesting. True or false? Google Maps has launched Pac-Man on real live streets. You remember in Vacation with Chevy Chase when they're starting to map their vacation out? This is back in the early 80s, and he's got this, he's got the triptych going out, and he's got the Pac-Man. Remember that?
I do.
Okay. This is true. Another true
it
one.
Is?
Google
is
Maps. It? Just today, they launched this in Asia where you could actually do the Pac-Man on real live streets. Unbelievable, isn't it? That's true.
A crazy world.
It is. All right, cool. Well, that was kind of a fun first segment, Don. We'll have some more fun next segment. Stay tuned. This is Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Woo-hoo. Van Halen.
Liberty. So what's going on?
That's
here,
my
man?
Van Halen right there.
I love it. I love it.
You know, they're we were talking about this last week. They are getting back together to go on tour again with David Lee Roth.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny that you mentioned Van Halen. My brother, he just his birthday was just yesterday, and he just texted me a couple hours ago, and he's down in San Antonio. He said that great birthday present. I just won tickets to the new Van Halen tour.
No way.
Calling out on the, to the radio, so he just got some tickets for Van Halen. It's funny that you mentioned
it. It's on my bucket list. I've got to go see these guys because this will probably be the last tour they do.
Man, I can't believe that. Yeah, David Lee Roth's back with them. So
they can only get along for about 5 minutes and then they break up again.
I hope he's. I hope that San Antonio is one of the first cities that they go to because the tour may not make it too far.
Yeah, they're starting on the West Coast and moving their way that direction. So hopefully I'll be able to figure out a way to go see him.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, hey, what do you think? David Lee Roth's going to be in pink? Maybe purple?
You know what? David Lee Roth can be in whatever color he wants. He's that kind of guy. Tight pants and the scarves and the things flying everywhere. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, he can wear it. The reason I mentioned pink and purple is this article on Fox News. The next generation GMOs will be pink pineapples and purple tomatoes. Did you see this, Super Don? Here's what's interesting to me about it is the way that they spin it in this article. It's a Fox News article, as I said, and the way that they spin it is that there's way more benefits for these things than there is any concern, and that's the thing that's bothersome is because they haven't been tested.
Well, no, of course they haven't been tested, but they're pink pineapples. It sounds like something to be in Lucky Charms. Pink pineapples, purple
pink pineapples,
green clovers,
orange stars, green clovers. Yes. But yeah, so here's a couple things that's in the article. That, right, they have not been tested, but it says the Michael Furco, who oversees the Agriculture Department's regulation of GMOs, says, I think once people see more of the benefits, they will become more accepting of this technology. Well, yeah, okay, maybe they do have some supposed benefits, like one of these Del Monte's engineered pink pineapple that has lycopene, which is an antioxidant compound that gives tomatoes their red color and may have a role in preventing cancer. Well, the problem is that GMOs, at least the corn, has already been tested and found to cause cancer. So we do not know if these are safe. And the problem is that because of the substantially equivalent doctrine back in the 1990s that said GMOs are substantially equivalent to food, they don't need to be tested, nor do they need to be labeled.
Yeah, that's the problem. Something that people need to, you need to put this in perspective. When they say that once people see more of the benefits, well, where are they going to see these benefits? They're going to see these benefits in the literature and the propaganda that gets put out on the internet saying that the benefits are there. They're not going to see the benefits. They're going to read about the benefits, okay?
Right.
But the problem is they're not going to have the opportunity through the mainstream media to see the possible downside to it, because that stuff doesn't get out there in the mainstream media, So it's all in perspective.
It is. And articles like this are very misleading because, they mention the lycopene in the tomatoes that could prevent cancer. They mention the fact that the purple tomatoes will have higher levels of anthocyanins, which are found in blueberries that some studies show lower the risk of cancer and heart disease. Well, yeah, in their natural state they do. The problem is that when you genetically modify an organism, it's no longer in its natural state, and we don't know what it's going to do to you, and they're not testing it. So that's the problem. Another thing in here that's really misleading, that one of the last paragraphs says a few GMO vegetables and fruits are already available in grocery stores. A few? Really?
Yeah.
It says Hawaiian papaya, some zucchini and squash, and a small amount of the sweet corn we eat. Look, that's a complete lie. 93% of the corn is genetically modified. They say a small amount of the sweet corn we eat. This is just very, very misleading. And that's the problem, is that people will read these articles, Fox News, and this is the mainstream conservative website, must be true, and they're going to believe it. And the fact of the matter is there's not any studies that are going to be done on these things before they unleash them on the public.
Well, if there are any studies that will be done, it'll be long after the fact, after it's been, just put into the population. It's like the soybeans.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got GMOs. Every processed food out there has got GMOs in it. And so
it does.
Eat it without even knowing it.
Yeah. The purple and the pink reminds me of the night-singing yodeling tree mouse in the Pacific Islands called the Musindorphilius. Have you heard of that, Super Don?
Not till now, no.
Okay, maybe that's April Fool's joke. Hey, listen, you need to stay tuned. We've got Dr. Patrick Quillen after this break. He's going to be talking about some very interesting stuff about nutrition and potentially medicinal marijuana. So stay tuned. Robert Scott Bell Show will be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we're back from the break, and this is not Robert Scott Bell. This is Kai Bollinger, TMD, taking his place today. He's on his way back from London, England. But I'm really happy that this segment, we've got on us with us a good friend of mine, Dr. Patrick Quillen, who served from 1990 to 2000 as the Vice President of Nutrition for a national network of cancer hospitals. He's an internationally respected author, lecturer, professor, and consultant in the field of nutrition. I highlighted him in the Quest for the Cures last year in our documentary miniseries that, by the way, is actually airing again tonight. And he's sold over a million copies of his 15-plus books. And the best one that I have read is, they're all good, but Beating Cancer with Nutrition, it just doesn't get any better with that. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
It's a pleasure, Ty. Thank you for sharing your listeners.
You know what? Not a problem. I'm always happy to get you on here because you're just a wealth of knowledge. And I mentioned the Quest for the Cures. I interviewed you last year for the Quest for the Cures. I got so much positive response from that, from your segments in that. People really loved your honesty, your knowledge, and they loved the sections where I went through your garden with you, and you showed us the different constituents in the plants that are healing. But before we get to that, I want you to just answer a basic question. Spend a few minutes, if you could, Dr. Quillen, and let the listeners know, how can we beat cancer?
Well, a very good question, Ty. And cancer is sometimes people call it a bummer subject because roughly 1 out of 4 Americans will die of cancer. And so let me get the bad news out of the way very quickly. 1.4 million Americans will be newly diagnosed with cancer this year. Roughly 8 million Americans are being treated for cancer today. It's the number one or two cause of death, depending on how you define statistics. And so it's clearly a major force in our lives. However, the research is overwhelming. The good news is that 90% of cancer can be prevented or substantially delayed by using lifestyle factors like nutrition, exercise, attitude, toxin avoidance, energy alignment. And those factors make up our vitality, tie. So if we elevate our vitality, we lower the risk for cancer by 90%. But if we get cancer, you can still use nutrition as part of an aggressive package to help reverse the cancer and make the medical therapies more tolerable. And so this is not about a substitute for medical therapy. It's about, in addition to whatever else you're doing, if your doctor has decided that intravenous vitamin C is the best for you, wonderful. If it's going to be intensity modulated radiation therapy with fractionated chemo, whatever your doctor decides, but always add nutrition in addition to that, and you'll improve the quality and quantity of life and chances for a complete remission. And with that, you'd say, well, what is he talking about? Why didn't my doctor mention this? I was, as you said, I was fortunate enough to run the cancer program, VP of Nutrition at a major network of cancer hospitals. And as part of that job, over the course of 10 years and working with thousands of cancer patients and shoulder to shoulder with board-certified oncologists, we organized 3 international symposia on nutrition and cancer, then wrote a textbook from that, and then wrote my Beating Cancer with Nutrition for the lay public from that. And the net effect is, here's the soundbite: a well-nourished cancer patient can better manage the disease and the therapies that come with it. And so it's the strategy for why nutrition is so important is broken into 5 main components, Ty. First and most importantly is 40% or more of cancer patients actually die of malnutrition. And the only way to help prevent or reverse that is with optimal nutrition. And so that's a whole subset in itself, but food, supplements, TPN, total parenteral nutrition, and other medical modalities can become a part of helping to reverse medical and it's called cachexia, or wasting disease of cancer. The second reason to use nutrition is because nutrition makes medical therapies more of a selective toxin. And I know that you and I have our own opinions on the merits of chemo and radiation, merits and drawbacks, but the fact is that 2/3 of cancer patients in America will get chemo, and about half will get radiation. And so just working with that model, nutrition, that's foods and supplements, can make those medical therapies more toxic to the tumor and less damaging to the patient. Because chemo and radiation are not unlike if you had mice or cockroaches in your garage and you rolled a hand grenade in there and blew up the garage. Well, you got the mice and cockroaches, but you don't have a garage anymore. And sometimes the collateral damage from chemo and radiation is overwhelming, and you wonder which is worse, the chemo or the cancer. Nutrition can make chemo more negatively toxic to the cancer and less damaging to the patient. Moving on, reason number three. Because the reason 3 out of 4 people will not die of cancer is because their immune system is working. The job of the immune system is to recognize and destroy self from non-self. It's supposed to kill off the bad guys, cancer, infections, dead cells. So it's the garbage department and the police department. And if your immune system is working properly, you don't get cancer. And if you get cancer, you have to elevate the functions of the immune system so that you can eliminate the inevitable remaining cancer cells, even if your doctor does a good job with chemo, radiation, and surgery. The fourth reason why nutrition is so important for cancer patients is because cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer. It's a sugar feeder. And when the doctor looks for the extent of the cancer, what they do is inject into the cancer patient radioactively labeled sugar, DFG glucose, and then they use a Geiger counter-like device to track where that radioactive sugar went in the body because cancer is a sugar feeder. Everybody knows this. It's been known for almost 100 years. Meanwhile, we go back to the PET scan, positron emission tomography, and then the doctor and nurse tell the patient, eat whatever you want, after proving that cancer is a sugar feeder. So we have to use diet, supplements, exercise, maybe even medication to help lower gut and blood glucose to help slow down the growth of the cancer. It's a very valid therapy. And then the fifth and final reason why nutrition is so important is that nutrients are biological response modifiers. Now, when Richard Nixon launched the war on cancer in 1971, he said, we will have a cure for a major cancer by the bicentennial, or 1976. We don't have one. We're still about roughly $100 billion in research and $100 trillion in therapy, and we still have made very little progress in the war on cancer. However, what their dream was is to find a magic bullet, just as antibiotics are selectively toxic to some bacterial infections and can be a miraculous cure. The experts were looking for a similar cure for cancer. Haven't found it. But we do know more about cancer. And one of the things we know is that every day, all day, if you eat a good diet and take the right supplements, you are practicing chronic, low-grade cancer therapy. You're killing off cancer cells by the millions every day just by using good nutrition. And these are biological response modifiers. And I hope we have enough time to talk about specifically some of the substances that are in fruits and vegetables and even some animal products that can help slow down cancer. Fish oil, selenium, bovine cartilage, beta-glucans, curcumin are among a few that we could talk about, Ty.
You know, I tell you what, Dr. Quillen, if anybody is listening to this and they don't understand or they're not getting the picture of how important nutrition is in preventing and or treating cancer, they're just not listening, because you just gave an awesome overview of these reasons why nutrition is so important. You know, one of the things that struck me, Dr. Quillen, when you mentioned that they use PET scans to locate the cancer cells, is how ironic it is that you'll use a PET scan, which is radioactive glucose, to find the cancer, and then in the same office down the hall after they treat somebody with chemotherapy, there'll be a big candy jar at the exit that the cancer patients can grab some candy as they're leaving.
Absolutely.
And it's, I mean, is that not the ultimate hypocrisy?
It is. There is many good books on the subject of cancer and nutrition. You have one of the most impressive, comprehensive collections I have yet seen about thinking outside of the box and the cancer patient looking at other therapies, because too often traditional therapies have poor prognosis. Anyway, back to the business of good books. One of them is called it's by David Servan Shriver. And he talks about the American diet is like fertilizer for cancer. Mm. And a big part of that is the sugar. We eat 140 pounds per year of refined white sugar, and it basically elevates blood glucose, it lowers the immune system, it changes our gut, our microbiota. There is this rapidly emerging field, Ty, called microbiota, or the microbiome. There's about 10 trillion cells in an adult body, but there's 10 times that of cells in our gut that make up 60% or more of our immune system. And so what the experts are finding is every time we eat, whether it was a little Debbie or some vegetables and fish, every time we eat, those nutrients become precursors to feed the 100 trillion commensal organisms in the gut and dictate what's going to grow and what will thrive and survive and what will die. And back to that statement, the American diet is fertilizer for cancer. We're throwing gasoline on the fire most of the time, and a big part of that is sugar. And then people say, oh, does that mean I can't eat anything sweet like fruit? Ah, now it gets interesting, because you just mentioned my orchard, my fruit trees.
Yeah.
All of the studies looking at fruit intake show that fruit in reasonable quantities. I'm not telling anybody to have a gallon of watermelon a day. I'm talking about reasonable quantities of fresh fruit. All of the studies show that it is good for preventing cancer, infections. There was a study done where they looked at 47,000 men, and they monitored their fruit intake, and then they looked at prostate cancer, and they found an inverse relationship. The more fruit you eat, the lower your risk for prostate cancer. There was a separate study done where they looked at shingles or herpes zoster. It's an infection that surfaces later in life, usually 60, 70s, and 80-year-old people. And they looked at people who had the shingles versus those who didn't and their diet. And they found the most resounding relationship was in fruit. The more fruit you eat, the lower your risk for shingles. So what happened?
Dr. Quillen, can you hang on? We're going to go to the break here. I want you to hold over the break and come back on the other side and continue this conversation. Can you do that?
Great.
Okay. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back with Dr. Quillen.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is,
did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, well, we're back here with Dr. Patrick Quillen. And one of the things that really struck me, Dr. Quillen, that when I met up with you last year to do the filming for The Quest for the Cures, we got there to your house, and you took me out in the backyard, and you said, "Welcome to my pharmacy." So talk about your pharmacy. Are you going to be able to treat the diseases with your pharmacy in your backyard?
Well, there was a professor at UC Berkeley, University of California at Berkeley, has added up the studies that are available in the peer-reviewed literature, and there's over 300 studies now showing that a diet rich in fruits and vegetables lowers the risk for cancer and most other diseases. And what they're finding now, Ty, is that there's roughly 8,000 different bioflavonoids and 20,000 different carotenoids, and those are just some of the chemicals that are in fruits and vegetables that help to prevent and reverse cancer. And I think it's fascinating that until very recently, medicine could not explain why. I mean, they were fairly certain that it's good for you, but they couldn't explain the why. For centuries, white willow bark was used to treat pain and fever, and nobody knew why until about 1970 when a Nobel Prize was given out for explaining that salicylic acid affects prostaglandins, and that's how aspirin works. Now we're back to the whole business of fruits and vegetables, my pharmacy. We have known for over 2,400 years that these colorful pigments in fruits and vegetables help to prevent disease. We just didn't know why. Now we're beginning to understand the why. For instance, in red and green fruits and vegetables, such as cherries, pomegranate, spinach, the red can be things like blood orange. Red and green fruits and vegetables, we find a substance called phytoalexin. And what happens is the plant out in nature has to sit there and defend itself and fend off attacks from fungi or fungus. And the fungus looks at that cherry or the blood orange and says, looks pretty sweet to me, I think I'm going to eat it. And so the plant gives off a compound, a protective compound called phytoalexins. And it's toxic to the fungus. And if we eat that fruit, it becomes toxic to cancer in a similar fashion.
Wow.
And so they find that there's these thousands of bioflavonoids and carotenoids and lycopene in tomatoes and red watermelon. And what they do is, among the many things, these chemicals induce apoptosis or programmed cell death in cancer. So cancer is immortal. It forgets to die. Normal cells in the body know how and when to die. They have a lifespan. And what these nutrients do is ellagic acid in dark berries, for instance, induces apoptosis or programmed cell death of the cancer. So suddenly it's reminded, hey, you're supposed to have a life cycle too, die off like the rest of us. There are so many known mechanisms on how that fruit orchard can become a pharmacy to help prevent and even reverse cancer. And this is the astounding thing here, Ty.
Yeah.
I talked just a few minutes ago about how sugar feeds cancer. And our friends are listening saying, well, fruit is high in sugar, isn't it? But you have a fructose that's bound in the matrix of fiber, and it's completely seamed with all of these colorful pigments, and there is a huge difference between that fresh fruit and that white powdered sugar or the high fructose corn syrup that's in the Coca-Cola.
Right.
Clear evidence showing that the two of them have a different activity on the body.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're talking about natural versus man-made things. I mean, I think that it really boils down to that. It's what's natural. If nature made it, Dr. Rashid Buttar in the Quest for the Cures, he said, if it's natural, if God made it, it's good. If man made it, it's madness. And I think that's really, I think we could kind of boil it down to that. If it's natural, it's going to be probably pretty good for you. And when man takes things and tries to tweak it, patent it, synthesize it, make a drug out of it, not quite as helpful. Dr. Quillen, where can people find you on the online, Dr. Quillen? Because we only got about half a minute left here.
My name's Patrick Quillen. I've written a book, Beating Cancer with Nutrition, which is available throughout the world. You can go to patrickquillen.com. You can go to beatingcancerwithnutrition.com. You can go to nutritioncancer.com. Any one of those will find your way to me. Or go to Amazon, get Beating Cancer with Nutrition, and you'll get a lot more good information.
Yeah, it's Dr. Quillen. Thank you for joining us today. Beating Cancer with Nutrition is the best book on cancer nutrition that's out there. Thank you so much. And remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.